Hello?
Yes, hi, Jack.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Jack, this is Daniel calling you back from Notebook Writing. I hope you remember me.
Yes, I do, and I'm still waiting for my people to either shit or get off the pot, Daniel. What's happened is I have already paid them two payments toward a three-payment deal, right? But they have stopped delivering. So the third payment, which was due, has not been made. And if they do not make some delivery to me very soon of some of the items that were promised, I'm going to go back to a Visa and pull everything. And when I do that, I'll have the funds to be able to work with you. But it's a long, drawn-out thing. I think I've been scammed, and it's got
to
be
I'm sorry
cleaned
to hear
up
where you're coming
settled.
From. I'm sorry to hear that, Jack. You told me this earlier, that you have been working with the firm and you're waiting for your refund. What if I can recommend you that instead of putting off the strings, strings later on, why don't you go and call the Visa and get this going? Because last month, I believe on 23rd, you told me you're waiting for the response, and it's been 28th of April. So I guess from 1 month, they're not even replying. So,
well, it seems to me, yeah. Well, they did reply to emails.
See, I would recommend you one thing. If your payments would be more than 6 months, that means if it gets delayed up till that amount of time, it would be very difficult for you to proceed with the chargeback. So
yes,
the bank might not agree to that part. So just don't waste time on thinking that, you would go for it, because if, the banks change their policies, or maybe nowadays due to scams, every bank is updating their policies right now. So if they update something, it might go and bring an issue for you, might much more, go through much more hassles of getting a refund.
Well, tell me, Daniel, what have you guys published?
What have we published? We are working from this industry from the last 20 years. I'm a published author. I've been working on a children's book from the last 15 years, and I've been published almost 20 books so far. 7 books are in series.
These are children's books, are they?
Children's book. I'm in a different genre. Me, myself, I'm also in a different genre, though the team that I would assign you would be an excellent team in fictional stories. So they would help you according to your genre. So we have published over 3,500 books last year for the Compete 2021.
Can you give me any of the names?
Yes, I would love to. Why don't you go and put down my name on Amazon? You'll be able to see some books over there. Or let me send you a few links to your emails, to give you an idea.
Well, I'll go to Amazon, and it's Daniel, right?
Space Garcia.
Daniel Garcia, okay. And anybody else? Any other name?
This is me, and I can go ahead and speak with my other authors, which are my colleagues, and tell them that, you want to review their profiles and see if they can allow. I'll give you the permissions for that.
Okay.
Because ghostwriting, Jack, is a very discreet service. The main reason of saying it ghostwriting is because a person who's a ghost who's writing on behalf of you, so
yes,
that ghost cannot come into life. So that is actually the problem, that ghostwriters keep their identities to a certain level, secret to a certain level. Plus, we do not disclose that we have worked on specific projects. Again, it bounds us in an NDA policy that we provide to every client. You would get one from our side too. So we won't just go ahead and stick out your name to every type of client out there, tell them, you can go and review his book, even though, you're satisfied, you're not satisfied, or you're going through something else, So I'll get you, if you want some samples, I can go and deliver that to you over the email. That will give you a much more better idea of what you can expect from our side.
Okay, I would appreciate that very much. The other thing is, do you have a number of people that have English as their first language? Because I'm having trouble on that regard with these other people.
No worries about it. Me, myself, again, I'm not the person that will be handling the project. So, yes, I would assign you a person who is, a native of U.S. And, of course, he can handle the project for you the way it is. Don't worry. I won't be handling it for you.
Okay. The other thing, Daniel, that I'm quite willing, actually, to share credit with the ghostwriter if they want that.
Fantastic. If you want to do that, that's fantastic. That's completely up to you. Our company policies does not require you to go and share your, credits or maybe royalties or anything, even though you not even need to mention that you used us for the book. But in case if you want to do that at your end, you're most welcome to do that.
Yeah, well, I think I'd like to, because I'd like to continue on. The book I have in mind actually lends itself to having serials. I don't know, did you ever read any of Jack Higgins' spy novels?
Spy novels. I've gone through spy novels, but don't remember the author, if it was Jack Higgins specifically.
Okay, well, unfortunately, he just died recently.
I know.
He put out hundreds of books, but they were mostly ghostwritten. And the way he did it was always there was an opening at the end for something else to happen.
There you go. This is the point. This is exactly what the point is, that if you want to make up a series, there would be a cliffhanger. There would be something that would actually put the story incomplete, and it would sound like it's to be continued, you know? So this is exactly how it works. You know, if you have seen Netflix, every episode creates that curiosity in you, creates that integrity of the story, which actually keeps you hooked up that you want to watch the next episode. So same goes with the book. In the book, you need to create that point, that storyline, design things the way it is, add some cliffhangers to it. That does not portray the complete story to the reader. This way he keeps, you know, his eyes on the book. He keeps on reading, because he wants to learn what's going on. You know, he's now connected with the story. That's the main important part, what we're actually good at.
Now, another thing, Daniel, I don't know if you wouldn't realize this, but I wrote some kids' books when I was a kid.
Nice.
Okay? And I had a whole host of characters at the time, most of which have been lost in antiquity. I don't know where the hell they all went. But I do remember one poem I made up. It was a kid. It's made up by a 12-year-old kid, so it sounds like it, too. Larry Lynx was swift on his feet and stronger than any house cat, but all that marks the place where he lies is a weather-beaten, shabby old hat. How did his death come about, you say? Well, I'll tell you, my little child. It was a dark and stormy night in May, and the wind was rough and wild. Old Larry ventured forth from his cave and saw on a moonlit hill the guy that sent him to his grave. His name was Bronco Bill. And it carries on from there until Larry dies, and old Bronco Bill feels so sad he buries him and leaves his old hat on top of the grave. And that's it.
Fantastic. Well, this is a good thing. I mean, you need a bit polishing on this, but I think...
No, I did that when I was a kid, for God's sake. That's just, I haven't remembered it.
No worries on this. No worries on this. My friend, we have a team of plus 250 in-house authors specialized in almost all the genres out there. I do not want you to go ahead and come up with, different ideas and you can start working on 10 different projects. It actually, does not give you enough amount of time, energy to invest on one book at a very simple time. So let's take it one by one. Let's start with the fictional one. Children's book, I would cater that from our side. If you are interested in creating a children's book too, a poem children's book maybe. So I would love to go and help you on that, specifically on that project. And, we can go and have that catered together. But it will be your book, all right? I would just give you ideas. I would just hope you fix the story, but it will be your book.
Well, I hadn't thought about that, but maybe we'll do that after I get the first one out of the way.
That's what it is. See, I have a lot of things to go ahead and tell you. I have a lot of services that we can work on. I can help you creating audible versions of the book. I can help you create video teasers for the book. I can help you market the book. There's a lot of things that I can go and help you with. But again, everything would be words at the moment. I just want to show you how good we are for the first book. Once you're satisfied with the ghostwriting services, I'm 100% sure we can move on to different things. There's a lot of things that we can go and talk about.
Okay, now, just off the top of your head, for about a 10 to 12 chapter, good chapters too, 8 to 10
Fantastic.
Pages a chapter probably, what would the price be on a novel?
If you have approximately 10 chapters available, we are looking at 120, 150 pages type of book.
We're looking well. Yeah, 150, maybe 200 pages.
Okay, approximately there. Like, I'm just giving you a rough idea. Normally, what we cost over here for 150, 200 pages, ghostwriting, that includes everything up till the book cover. That means we will write it for you, we'll edit it for you, we'll proofread it for you, we'll format it for you, we'll add the indexing, we'll add the referencing, author's bio, everything would go over there. Eventually, at the end, a book cover will be designed as well, and your book will be ready in a printable format directly. So if you go with ghostwriting specifically, normally we charge $2,500 for that. That is for 150 to 200 pages book. But since we were running a great 50% discount, and I still have this on hold for you for this month, so if you go ahead with it, it will be $1,250. That's it.
And that's U.S. dollars, is it?
That's in U.S. dollars, of course.
Yeah, see, I'm a Canadian, and that's
27%. Oh, I didn't notice that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got a 27% difference on that, unfortunately.
Absolutely. If I give you a quotation in Canadian dollars, let me go ahead and do that too. Canadian, $2,500 USD would cost you about $3,200, right? And with the 50% discount, it would go down to $1,600
USD,
CAD.
But you can see there is a punitive number there. Unfortunately, our dollar buys exactly what your dollar buys, but we're not in the same country, so we don't use the same dollar. Anyway, there we are. So what's your phone number, Daniel?
The cell phone is 224.
224?
419.
419.
4670. 4670.
4670, okay. And that's a cell number?
That's
is that
my
your
cell
company?
Phone.
Is that
that's
your
the cell phone.
Oh,
no, the company one is the number that I'm calling you from that goes like to the number that's ending with 9881.
Oh, I didn't copy it down. So what is it again?
Okay, let me give you the landline too. Hold on. I don't remember that off my head. It's 281-300.
281?
300.
300.
9881.
9881. So is there you go, 281. Okay. Much appreciated. Hopefully we'll be back to you in another week or maybe less.
Hopefully, sir. I'm waiting for this. I have everything on hold for you. I've got the team signed up and everything. I'm 100% sure once you would speak with them, you would understand you've made the right decision.
Okay, and you'll send me, in the meantime, some stuff that I can look up.
I'll send you the
that.
Links to review the books right now in about quick 10 minutes as soon as we end the phone call. Let me just speak with my client, see that if they allow me, and I'll share the links with you right away for their books.
Good
so
enough.
You can review them.
Thank you very much.
Do share your feedback on it, how you like them, you don't like them, whatsoever the feedback is. Do share them up. I'm a new sender, so one thing, just keep in mind that my emails might land in your junk or spam box as I'm a new sender to you. So just refresh your junk.
Yeah,
just refresh your junk. I'll shoot up an email to you right away in about quick 10 minutes as we end the phone call.
Okie doke. Thank you very much.
Pleasure speaking with you. I really appreciate that. No problem, Jack. Hope to speak with you again, and very interested and excited to work with you on this.
Okay. Bye for now, then.
You too, sir. Have a nice day. Bye for now.